Okay, welcome back here to close out the show with my friend Mickey Fulp. We are going to do a series here that's going to last for the next few weeks. We're going to talk about geology. We're going to talk about what investors really need to be aware of when they are investing in companies. Okay, what we're going to be talking about here basically is entitled Geology for the Lay Investor. Mick, give us an introduction on that, would you?
This has been originally designed as about an hour-long paid short course at investment conferences. So the presentation is a PowerPoint presentation, and I'm up live on stage with an audience. And essentially what I'm doing is I'm cramming 7 years of geologic education and over 30 years of field geology experience into a one-hour talk and trying to boil things down to give people an introduction to geology.
Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to take that 1 hour and we're going to break it up into, oh gosh, probably six different segments. So listeners can count on hearing this for the next 6 weeks, correct?
Well, we would hope it would be 6 weeks consecutively, but that will, I think, very much depend on our respective travel schedules. But we will get it done. It may take 2 months, 8 weeks to get through it, but we're going to do our best to do that.
Well, we're going to do more than our best. We're going to get it done so you guys know, so we don't lose a whole bunch of continuity here. Mickey, where do we want to start out?
I'm going to explain first that we're both going to put double links on our website, so there will be an audio presentation, and I will provide to on my website, and you will provide on your website, the PowerPoint presentation that goes with this.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners should always open both links, the audio and the presentation portion, and follow along with the particular PowerPoint pages that will be covered in each audio session. And we will give those page numbers.
Where do you want to go?
Okay, well, we're going to give an intro first, and that's the general outline, which will be slides number 4 and 5 on the PowerPoint, and we're going to outline what we'll be talking about over the next 6 weeks.
All right.
The first segment, which we will cover today, is Geology Explained and the Rock Cycle. In addition, in subsequent ones, we will cover the geologic time scale, a segment on mineral deposit classifications. We'll discuss what's an economic geologist and what he or she does. We will talk about mineral exploration and development. We will talk briefly about mineral resources and reserves, and the final show will have concluding remarks. Okay, we're talking Geology Explained, and that's what is geology. The first segment is going to be Geology Explained, what is geology, and this will be slide number 6 on the PowerPoint presentation. Geology is the science and the study of Earth's physical matter, and that would include rocks, minerals, and fluids. And so that can be broken down into 5 different categories, the first being the composition of rocks, minerals, and fluid. What is the composition of the Earth from its core through its mantle to its crust to its atmosphere and oceans? The second thing that is very important in geology is structure, the structure of especially the rocks and minerals. And we've all been hit over the face enough that we, even the lay investor, will understand what plate tectonics is and the idea that the Earth's continents move around and crash into each other and break apart.
Okay.
And so this is in particular importance with faults. And faults are very important because not only do they cause major earthquakes and tsunamis, as we know, but they also control the movements of the plates, and they are the primary controls of mineral deposits because they plumb deep into the Earth's crust and mantle. In addition, we look at the properties of these rocks, minerals and fluids. And there are three different basic categories of rocks, which we'll go into next. Geology is also the science of the processes that go on, how things happen, when they happen, what time frame they happen. And then that leads into perhaps the most important part of this, and that's the geological history of the Earth. And that will be a segment in itself called the geologic time scale.
Okay, Mick, now we're talking about the rock cycle. Here we go.
Now we will refer to slides 7, 8, and 9. The rock cycle. What is the rock cycle? Well, I alluded to the fact there are three types of rocks classifications in the world. There are igneous rocks, there are sedimentary rocks, and they're metamorphic rocks. Igneous rocks we're all familiar with, and they can be broken down to two categories of molten rocks. So intrusive rocks are underground magmas. If they reach the surface, they are called volcanic rocks, and we all know about volcanoes. They can be distinguished because they are very hard, and they have either large or small crystals. So when you look at igneous rocks, you can see the individual minerals and their crystal habits. When igneous rocks are eroded, they become sedimentary rocks. Sedimentary rocks are the mechanical or chemical erosion and or deposition of the products of other kinds of rocks. So sedimentary rocks can be distinguished by mechanical erosion and deposition. So that would be mountain eroding and fall and going to the sea or to a river. And then also chemical erosion, and that is basically from meteoric water, rainwater, and we all know examples of limestone caves, and that's a process where acidity and rain dissolves the limestone and make other cavities in rocks, and chemical deposition occurs in the sea, fossil remains from shells, shellfish, etc. So sedimentary rocks can be distinguished by the fact that they are soft, they are deposited in layers, and they have fossils. Finally, the third category is metamorphic rocks. And metamorphic rocks are rocks that have been changed or metamorphosed by heat and pressure, and there is no melting. But they essentially flow and can act in a semi-fluid state because of heat and pressure. And those rocks are hard, and they're generally banded, and they, again, have big crystals. So the rock cycle then becomes molten rock from the core and mantle caused by radioactive processes within the Earth's core. So the entire Earth is a giant nuclear reactor, essentially. It has molten rocks, become molten because of radioactive processes, provide heat. So we have igneous rocks, which are intrusive igneous rocks, or extrusive igneous rocks, meaning they're extruded on the surface as volcanic magmas. Those are, in turn, either uplifted to the surface and exposed to weathering, or in the case of volcanoes, on the surface, exposed to weathering. They are then transported by rivers to oceans in which they are buried, and because of burial, they are compacted into sedimentary rocks. If they undergo deep burial through heating and squashing, essentially, heat and pressure, they become metamorphic rocks. If they are buried deeply enough, then radioactive processes, radioactive decay, takes over and melts these rocks, which then become magmas, crystallize intrusive igneous rocks, and or extruded again into volcanic rocks and uplifted to the surface, of which then they are buried, transported, buried, and become sedimentary rocks. So it's this vicious cycle that goes on and on and on, and that is the rock cycle.
In what you just said, how would this be important to people who are investing in the resource market?
Well, the resource market is based solely on geology and geological geologic processes and the formation of mineral deposits. So this is a very basic understanding of geology, and as we progress to our next few shows, we will be getting more and more into what is exactly pertinent in the science of geology to investors. All mineral deposits, of course, are part of geologic history and geologic processes.
Okay, there you have it from the University of the Cortland Economics Report with our Dean of Arts and Sciences, Mickey Fulp.
The Cortland Economics Report is produced for A.B. Cortland and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Cortland, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Cortland Economics Report.